AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The doctor who performed an independent autopsy on Patrick Lioia's body, Dr. Werner Spitz, says a Grand Rapids, Michigan police officer had his pistol pressed to the back of Lioia's head when he fired the fatal shot.
Part of the bullet went through the skull and pushed the skin out.
The official autopsy report is part of the state police investigation and has not been released to the public. Lioia, who wasn't armed, was killed after a traffic stop earlier this month. The officer was on top of him and can be heard on video demanding that he take his hand off a police taser. A top U.S. defense official tells the AP Russia's renewed offensive in the Donbas region of Ukraine has begun in a limited way. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for a four-day truce for Orthodox Christian Holy Week.
People do not have food, water, supplies to treat the sick or wounded, or simply to live day to day. More than 12 million people need humanitarian assistance in Ukraine today.
The U.S. estimates that the Russian military has lost about 25% of its combat power sent into Ukraine at the start of the war. A federal judge's decision throwing out the federal transportation mask mandate was greeted as great news by some passengers on planes, trains, and buses. Patricia Mann, who was at Washington Dulles, was asked how she feels.
I'm so glad. This is adding to my pleasure of flying again.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki tells reporters on Air Force One, people should take the advice of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The CDC continues to advise and recommend masks on airplanes. We're abiding by the CDC recommendations, the president is, and we would advise all Americans to do that.
Major airlines and airports in places such as Dallas, Atlanta, Los Angeles, and Salt Lake City quickly switched to mask optional policies. New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Connecticut continue to require them on mass transit. This is AP News. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis continues his fight against Disney World. He has called on the legislature to overturn a state law giving Disney near complete control over the lands containing the theme park.
It's all part of a feud between the governor and Disney over what critics call the Don't Say Gay bill.
We will make sure that parents can send their kids to school to get an education, not and indoctrination.
Disney opposes the new law barring instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in kindergarten through third grade. Disney employees like Jonathan Shutt walked out of work in protest.
From my perspective as an employee, they just need to do better in terms of representation and diversity.
Disney suspended political donations in Florida. DeSantis wants to terminate all special districts in the state, including the Reedy Creek Improvement District, which is a private government controlled by Disney World. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.